Was that investigation accurate?
I'm not gonna rehash the investigation. I think it's been talked about till people are tired of talking about it.
The reason I'm asking this is I think people want to know whether you believe you did anything wrong.
I can say certainly there would be things that I would do differently. And we're going to learn from any mistakes and kind of focus on what needs to be done in order to help our students be the most successful possible.
Your school board voted the other night to allow you to keep your job, but they put you on an improvement plan. What would be in that plan for Mike Miles?
I think it's incumbent upon me to have strong relations with each board member. I serve at the pleasure of the board, and so the onus is on me to approach each one. Each one is different. Each one has different constituents. You know, it's tough being a board member. I appreciate that. So if I can help them with that, if I can build a relationship that supports that, that's what I think I need to improve on.
Three of your board members voted to fire you. How effective can you be when you're operating with a divided board?
You look across the country and you look at boards, school boards. It's not unusual for boards to have differences of opinion about the superintendent. But you need to have enough coherence and you need to have enough agreement that you can move the district forward for kids and get student achievement gains. Last year we had a number of accomplishments from the board and the staff working together that were pretty amazing. We passed a principal evaluation system that was pretty important, pretty rigorous, fair, and accurate. We also put the focus on student achievement. We got student achievement gains. We improved security enhancements for our school. The board passed a budget to where we had the biggest fund balance in the history of Dallas. So I think, you know, when you assess the board and staff and my working together, well, we got things done last year.
Your family members moved back to Colorado. I'm sure that's very difficult to be separated. I think a lot of us are wondering if you plan to stay.
Yes, I plan to stay.
They apparently left because you were concerned about their safety or...
Well, not safety. I mean, I was concerned about the negativity, especially around my son. And so that was the main reason.
I'm wondering if you underestimated in any way the dynamics in a big urban district like Dallas.
Were there things that you know, I hadn't anticipated? Of course. On the other side of that coin is I'm was very familiar with what the challenges would be. The question also is, are we as a community, were we ready for the type of challenge and transformation I was talking about? In other words, transformation is hard. And I think it's one thing to say, yeah, we're ready for change. And then when you actually get in it and you find out, well, change means this. It means that some principals are not going to be here. It means that some teachers are not going to be here. It means that some people are not going to be happy with it, and they're going to push back.
Well, the criticism I've heard of you and how you've implemented the reforms from teachers and employees in particular is that Mike Miles has a my way or the highway attitude, basically do it my way or get out.
Well, when we talked about the principal eval, there was a lot of collaboration. Many opportunities for input. There's no question that there are some decisions that I need to make, and any organization that's trying to change, especially one this big where the decisions are complex and fast and urgent, you're not going to have all those decisions be collaborative. I would suggest that in those cases, the leader may not be leading well. And sometimes you're going to be accused of, making a decision. Well, I'm okay with being accused every once in a while of making a decision.